This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. As veterans return home after serving in the Middle East, this nation's becoming more and more aware of PTSI, post-traumatic stress injury. It affects millions of veterans, and it boosts the risk of depression, suicide, and drug and alcohol-related deaths. And for veterans struggling with PTS, it can lead to more run-ins with police. And that's why the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency teamed up with the Michigan State Police, county and local law enforcement, and the School of Criminal Justice at Michigan State University. The result is a video that guides police on how to interact with veterans struggling with PTS, as well as some special business cards. Jeff Barnes is director of the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hello, Cindy. Thank you for having us.
Yes, and we're also joined by Michigan State Police Trooper Todd Wade. Hello, Todd.
Hello.
Good to have you here. Todd, take us day to day in your work with the MSP. Are you and other troopers noticing more encounters with veterans as you patrol and make stops?
Yes, we are. Obviously, the number of veterans is growing every day, and more are coming home, getting released from active duty, or just getting home from the actual theater of war. 99% of those encounters go, most of the time, you wouldn't even know that there was a veteran involved.
But that 1%?
That 1%, sometimes veterans have problems and they need help. What we've done here is we've been able to provide a video that police officers can watch and prepare them for that encounter.
Jeff, what are you seeing on the statewide level? What ways can an interaction between police and a vet, especially one with PTSI, how can they go wrong?
Well, what I've seen is we've got about 50 to 70,000 post-9/11 veterans that call Michigan home. And we expect that number to double in the next 5 years. And there's really a fine line between what could be a successful intervention with a returning vet with PTS and an unsuccessful one. And what we wanted to do with the video was expose responders to the symptoms of PTS so that they could recognize it, but also let them know that there are resources available they can direct a veteran to. And that really becomes the difference between success and failure for that individual, is connecting them to some of the resources that are available for the veteran and their family so that they can make that transition home.
Not to put too fine a point on it, Jeff and Todd, both of your thoughts, I can imagine this could ultimately be a matter of life or death at times.
Absolutely.
How is the video being distributed?
So we are working closely with law enforcement. It'll be distributed on our website, which is michiganveterans.com. But we're also partnering with Michigan Sheriff's Association, the Michigan Department of Corrections, and the Michigan State Police to distribute it through their chain of command so that every officer in the state will have access to the video. It'll be distributed during roll call training, and then they'll also have resource cards that they'll be able to carry on their person so that as they encounter a veteran on the street, they'll be able to pass along that contact information to that support network that's so critical.
Todd, through this video and through this effort, what have you learned? What are the do's and don'ts that an officer should keep in mind if he or she suspects someone is suffering from PTS?
It's all about the approach and slowing the situation down. A lot of our job is reaction-based, and it's very rapidly evolving. And veterans are obviously trained to react as well. And when you get two opposing sides reacting so quickly to each other, it can quickly spin out of control. And it's all about just recognizing the situation and slowing it down as fast as you can and taking any danger out. It's not necessarily dangerous for anybody, but it can be if it gets out of control quickly.
Yeah, that's well put, that you've got two people facing each other, both of whom are trained to react in a very, very quick way. I have to imagine that part of your work, Jeff Barnes, as director of the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency, is kind of sorting out and taking care of the main misconceptions that police and the public might have about vets who have PTS.
Yes, that is a big challenge. You know, we refer to it as PTS by choice because there is a larger discussion going on. In the VA, it's diagnosed as PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder. And we think it's very important that veterans, their family, employers, law enforcement, all of the stakeholders understand that not every veteran comes home with PTS or PTS-like symptoms. And in terms of it being a disorder versus an injury, is a very distinct designation that we want to make. Because veterans come home and can receive some treatment and understand the circumstances that may make them uncomfortable, that might raise irritability, and they look to avoid those circumstances. And the vets that are able to do that and get that support network that they need are able to have a great quality of life, many to carry on in a professional career, even some in law enforcement today.
Todd, what about these business cards that have been developed for officers like you to be able to hand out to veterans? What's on them?
I haven't seen them yet, but I do believe it's going to be the number to 1-800-MISH-VET, which is a direct connection to many resources throughout the state and the country to give veterans the help they need. And that's one of the main issues, being also a veteran. There's lots of stuff out there that even I don't know about that has been compiled just with that one phone number. So anywhere from emergency help to long-term help to just finding out what kind of benefits they have.
Tell us about your service, Todd.
I served 9 years in the Air Force as a military police and did one tour in Iraq and one tour in Kuwait.
Yeah, so you certainly do have a sense of what those vets that you're facing might be going through in their own minds. And I have to ask you about this as we come up to the 4th of July. I have noticed a big, big jump on Facebook of photos of combat veterans with lawn signs that read, "A combat veteran lives here. Please be courteous with fireworks." And I've got to imagine most people aren't thinking as they're lighting up their holiday fireworks that that noise can sound very, very different to a combat veteran. And it's easy for a vet to stay away from those big displays. But I'm kind of wondering, Jeff Barnes, what's the solution and what's the compromise within neighborhoods?
Within neighborhoods, I think it's important that community members know who their veterans are and invite them over to the 4th of July, or just simply say thank you for your service and let them know that you're going to be setting off some fireworks at your house, and that the veteran is either made aware that that's a possibility or invited to attend. Because what we've done with the state level is try to make some of the state parks available without fireworks this year. And those are listed on our website, which is MichiganVeterans.com. But we would really encourage citizens not to overlook that. Sometimes fireworks creates a sense of irritability, or it causes a flashback into a combat engagement. And so if you have a veteran neighbor, you might want to extend that courtesy to them so that maybe they could either come and enjoy the picnic with you, or they can leave the premises for a little while you and your family celebrate with fireworks.
Meaning, I guess the message is if the veteran knows the sound is coming, that's better than just this thing going off at night with no warning.
Absolutely. I look back to my first return after being in Iraq, and it was a fireworks display in Savannah, Georgia. And I remember the sound of the percussion hitting off of the buildings, and it reminded me of our movement into Baghdad in 2003. So it's something that affects everyone that much differently, but it's a courtesy that you can really deconflict neighbor to neighbor and have a successful outcome.
Todd, as a state trooper, I have to ask you, with the video, the business cards for the vets, what could we all learn from this cooperative effort that can extend into the ways police interact with everyone in society?
Everybody is different, and veterans are no different from anybody else, even if they have PTSD or not. It's just the way they're going to react to certain things. And since this is a new situation, it's just everybody learning how to react to it. It's not a very big deal. It's just, hey, this person's going to react a little differently to how you work. Just be aware of it.
And we want to remind everyone again, you can find out more information about this and all the veteran supports at 1-800-MISH-VET or MichiganVeterans.com. We've been talking with Jeff Barnes, who's the director of the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency, and with Michigan State Police Trooper and veteran Todd Waite. Thank you so much for sharing your insights, especially as we go into this 4th of July weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.